The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. My name is Alex Dunn and I've been joined by John Babb to look ahead to the best of Thursday's action. We're going to look at two contests at Southall as well as one in the evening at Kempton, and hopefully we can grab a winner or two for you. How are you doing, John?
Yeah, good, thank you, Alex. Yeah.
Very good. We'll just start with a bit of racing news. Front page of the Racing Post today. National hero Aurora's retired. That is, of course, Aurora's Encore, retired by Sue Smith. Has had an operation for a fractured leg. Shame, but thankful that the horse is, I suppose, okay.
Yeah, very much so. And you know, it's nice to see that. And I'm sure he'll be well looked after, obviously, there. And he's got a retirement to go to, and that he's been saved. I think that's particularly good. And I'd hate to think he's going to come back. He is 12, after all, and somewhat a hero of the yard. I wouldn't really like to see him sort of trudging round in sort of northern handicaps just for the sake of it at 13 and 14. I think he can go out a hero, really, and be remembered as such.
Exactly. The other story on the front of the Racing Coat, the Racing Post, I should say. Yesterday's it was billed as a very good race at Southall. I say very good race, but La Estrella and
Stangard,
that's the one.
Yeah.
Didn't sort of work out in the end, did it?
No, I wasn't surprised that they've been entered together in races many times in the last couple of years, and I'm sure they were declared against each other once, and one was taken out the day before. Since 48 hour declarations, but they have been entered in the same races many times and swerved each other. And I've got my doubts as to whether the February the 18th race will happen. I just can't see it. I did hear rumours that there were four or five people even thinking of claiming La Estrella yesterday.
Okay.
Let alone how many, and I would think more for Stangard. I just don't see how they're going to let the horses go for 5,500. Now, it might be different in a claimer. I'd have to see the terms of the February the 18th race. It may be a claimer where both of them put themselves in for 15,000. It might be a bit prohibitive. But I still doubt somehow that the race will actually happen.
Yeah, but both grand horses in their own right, and at that level, they're very hard to beat, aren't they?
Oh, very, very difficult to beat. And obviously, they're getting near to China Castle's record now, which is obviously going to go with one of these horses going to break it at some stage. I think there was a little bit of pressure somewhat from at the races yesterday. Obviously, they'd done the programme. They'd gone to Johnny Butler's yard. They'd gone to Don Cantillon's yard, really build the race up. And they ended up with a little bit of egg on their face with the race not actually happening. But I almost felt there was a little bit more pressure that I actually thought at some stage when it got to about 1 o'clock yesterday, I thought this race is actually going to happen. But obviously by 2 o'clock, things have changed.
Of course. Don Cantillon saying that the horse had, I think, banged his head in the in his box. And of course that led to Stangard going 80-1 on, wasn't it?
Yeah,
and not a winner that. Well, I think if you backed it, then you got 2-1 on, didn't you?
Yeah.
in the rule four,
a rare late Christmas gift for punters. But I think we've got to think of poor La Estrella here. It's just a good job he didn't bang his legs, because we all know they're made of glass. Tom's told us many times. It's a good job he only hit his head.
Right, we'll move on to three contests that we're going to look at. We'll start at Southall with the 2:30 handicap over a mile and 3 furlongs. 6 runners down to go to post. looks like a good opportunity, this, for Staff Sergeant to follow up his course and distance success 10 days ago.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, Summer Free, it would be the main rival in the betting, as somewhat disappointing, as had a run round from the front at Lingfield. All right, he was contested at Wolverhampton, but he does look to be giving up a little bit easily. And for me, he was out on his feet at Wolverhampton at the end of the race last time, and he comes out 10 days later to take on a horse that's obviously going round Soddle very, very well, and certainly improved for the step up to a mile and a half, back to a mile three. But these middle distances obviously seem the answer for Staff Sergeant. He's due to go up £10 from Saturday, only gets a £6 penalty tomorrow, and certainly anything round even money or a shade of odds on, as is being predicted, looks a fair bet for punters, I think, tomorrow.
I was talking to Ben Bramley earlier, and he was stating the form of the Mark Johnston yard at the minute. Yeah. Now, obviously, if we go back to the 21st of January, since then, first, ninth, first, eighth, first.
Yeah.
So, certainly in great nick, and I think they've got one runner at Kempton this evening in the last, but it is hard to get away from their horses at the minute, isn't it?
It is, and but I take the view that Summer Free is actually still making the market a little bit here, and I personally would think that Staff Sergeant ought to be more of a 4-6, 4-7 chance, and the early predictions are that the horse is only going to be evens or a shade of odds on, and I think that's very fair, and because Summer Free is helping us to make the market.
Okay. As I said, the Johnston team in good form, but
absolutely.
At the same time, the Appleby team at Soddle.
Yeah.
Very hard to get away from them, isn't it?
Definitely.
And they do like bringing horses back there to follow up, and obviously the last two runs at Soddle have resulted in wins for Staff Sergeant. Just one more point. Not riding the horse tomorrow. Ali Rawlins I'm talking about here.
Yeah.
Andrew Mullen takes the ride, but Ali Rawlinson looks a very, very polished apprentice.
Yeah, and obviously a nice win for him yesterday on George Benjamin. He's certainly riding well around that track, and presumably, I would guess, he rides plenty of work for Mick Appleby around the track, so he would be very familiar with the course. Obviously, for an inexperienced rider, some of the tracks take a bit of knowing. It may well be when you get to the grass season, riding around the logs to Catterick could be a different experience, but certainly one to watch, definitely at Soddle.
Yeah. Okay, then. So the pick there is Staff Sergeant, correct?
Definitely.
Okay. Next up is the 3 o'clock from Soddle, Class 2 contest over a mile and a half with seven runners down to go to post. Really good race this, John.
We talked about yesterday's race not actually happening, La Estrella and Stangard. I think I would be upset in some ways if one of the main two contenders doesn't stand their ground. This is the contest of the week at Soddle by some way. Masterful act against Hunting Ground. Mark Johnston had two runners in this race. He had Blue Wave and Hunting Ground, and it was always going to be a matter of which one took on Masterful Act as going to be the heavyweight contest of the week. Masterful Act beat another horse of Mark Johnston's, Layla, I think, last time, who unfortunately damaged her shoulder and was destroyed after the race, which is very unfortunate. Mark Johnston will have a good line into Masterful Act and had the choice of two runners. Hunting Ground won a maiden here in August in a very good time, beating a horse called Sadaka. And by Street Cry, they go well on this surface. Was very, very impressive last week at Wolverhampton. I believe there was maximum confidence from the Johnston yard, and it won like it. The horse was being eased up well inside the final furlong and could have won by any distance the horse wanted, or any distance Joe Fanning wanted, should I say. And this is going to be some contest because Masterful Act has proved a monster around Soddle. And his long-term aim is to go for the Breeders' Cup Marathon on dirt, and he will be a lively contender in that, I'm sure. Tom Queeley has been up there, sat on the horse this week, and the McCabe yard are confident, I have to say, but I'm sure the Mark Johnston yard are confident as well. Early market predictions are showing that Hunting Ground will be favourite. So they're saying somewhere around about the 6-4 mark, but they're putting Masterful Act in around about the sort of 7-2, 4-1, that sort of, and I think they're too wide apart. If they're betting like that, I would have to be with Masterful Act. My own thoughts on the market is I think that there'll be more sort of Hunting Ground 11-8, 6-4. I think Masterful Act will only be around about 2-1, 9-4 at best. And I really do think that the horse the price predictions for horses like Hanoverian Baron and Presburg and Juala, they will be a little bit bigger. I'd probably have Ice Buster as third in. But this is a really good contest. At the prices, as they stand at the moment, I'm going to go with Masterful Act. just because I think at 7-2, 4-1, if we can get that sort of a price tomorrow, I think he offers some value. But it's going to be a great contest to watch.
Yeah, definitely. You've talked about Marcel Flack there. 6 career runs at Southall, 5 wins, including a jumper's bumper. The last 5 have been wins. Just how important is it to have the course form around Southall? I mean, I know that we go over it, but it's getting to the point now. Obviously, we've seen a lot of racing from Southall recently where there are very few horses that win there that don't have course form.
Yeah, it is massive. It's very, very hard as a punter to back a horse sort of strongly. I'm not saying you can't back a horse, but you can't have a strong bet if the horse has never run at the track, particularly if it's taking on proven course performers. It is so important. And Masterful Act here, the thing with Masterful Act is he's got his handicap mark of 91, and he probably can't run to 91 anywhere else but in this country except for Southall, and that's why his long term aim is for the Breeders' Cup Marathon. He will probably only be campaigned here and might have the odd race just to keep his fitness, and he'll probably hardly race in the summer at all and be re-prepared for the autumn. But you're right, it is massive. He is a course specialist. And gosh, he goes off at some pace in his mark, because the horse stays beyond this trip. He'll set a really good gallop for Joe Fanning. But Joe Fanning sort of travelled round Wolverhampton so strongly and easily last week. I'm really looking forward to this race, as you can tell.
Yeah, it should be good. I mean, Hunting Ground, of course, only ran once at Southall, but won.
But won
so
well,
you've got two horses that, well, Matt Black does love it, and Hunting Ground should.
And he's bred for it by Street Cry.
Yeah,
he should love it.
Okay, then. So Masterlack to beat Hunting Ground, are we going to say?
On value, I'm going to go with, because I can only go by what they're predicting the prices to be.
Yeah.
If Masterful Act is round the 3-1, 7-2, I think he offers value.
Okay, then. The final race that we'll look at is at Kempton Park. We're going to look at the 5:50, a mile the trip for this Class 6 contest, with 11 runners down to go to post. Doesn't look the strongest contest here, John, but where should we start?
Well, the market is half expectedly, I suppose, putting in the Rafe Beckett horse Like a Prayer as the predicted favourite. Obviously, only had the 3 runs, going first time into handicap after 64 days off. This wouldn't be the sort of the prime time of the year for the Beckett Yard, and I wouldn't think Like a Prayer is one of their stars. Hence, he's coming out in the back, the back end of January. Still got to be respected, of course. Other horses that are up there in the prominent in the market are Armel, but by Milky Mick, not. But stepping up to a mile, I've got doubts with Armel. And I thought Flying Kite ran third, only got beat narrowly here in a race last week. But I thought it was a very, very weak affair, to be honest. And the horse that really catches the eye here is the Willie Musson horse, Ploughboy. I don't really probably want to say too much about his last run. It was a pretty controversial run and upset quite a few race watchers, and certainly caught the eye of race watchers, but upset one or two as well last time. It was, what should I say, very tenderly handled in the straight. But his previous form, when he got beat by Dutch Art Collector and Starlight Princess, stacks up very well. Plenty of winners have come out of those races from behind him and really held up the form, the likes of My Deliza, Honey Meadow were in those races, and several subsequent winners. And the horse shaped in both those races like he was well capable of winning. The key to the form is also it was at Kempton. The horse will definitely see out a mile. You'd like to see the horse to be strong in the market right up to the off, and if so, I do think Ploughboy should be able to get punters away tomorrow night with a win and basically break his maiden tomorrow night in the 5:50.
Okay, then, so Ploughboy, the pick there in the 5:50. What would you take to follow him home, the main dangers to Ploughboy here?
I think the main danger is really Like a Prayer, because he's the most unexposed horse in the race, really, and he has got potential to see out the mile. Comes from a good yard that I respect, and obviously ridden by Jim Crowley, who rides Kempton really well.
Okay, so Ploughboy, the pick there in the 5:50. Great stuff, John. Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck with those selections, and we'll catch up soon.
Thank you. Cheers, Alex.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.